90% of consumers read online reviews before visiting a business. What do people see when they look you up online? We give you the tools you need to take control of your reputation. Send surveys to your customers via text message with Testimonial Collector. Get 5-star reviews on all the major platforms like Google, Yelp, and more. Track what people are saying about your business with Reputation Manager. Respond to comments and turn negative reviews into happy customers. See what your competitors' customers are saying about them with Competition Tracker. Learn great marketing tactics and what it takes to stay on top. A bigger social presence means more connections. Automatically generate and schedule engaging social media posts with Social 365. Build trust, boost sales, and grow your business.
If you have been following me, then you know that I've been talking about Julia Loggins, and so we are having her back on the show from last year. We were waiting for her to launch her new book. She has a few books out that we talked about on the last show, but we're going to get into that in a minute. Let me get the, of course, a little of the housekeeping out of the way. Sorry, I got jumped a little forward because I'm a bit excited about that. Of course, so welcome back to the Entrepreneur Life Show. We bring thought-provoking guests on the show that are entertaining, educational, share their journeys, will help you in your journey that you might be experiencing, depending on, you don't have to be an entrepreneur, but if you're in the music industry, entertainment, health and wellness, medical, you might be having some issues or concerns. And some people are so private, you know, so they don't want to always share in public or go to a doctor or to speak to someone. So we bring the kind of guests on the show that are thought-provoking, entertaining. You can listen and watch on one of your very favorite podcasts where you listen to. We are streamed live as well, so you can actually see the live interview and connect with the guests that I bring on the show. And you can also visit theentrepreneurlifeshow.com. It will show you all the past guests, all the upcoming guests coming on, and as well as where you can find us streaming live. Okay, let's get the housekeeping out of the way. I'm marketing out the box with Sean Maddox, who has been with me since day one. So if you want to build your audience, check him out and visit iwantmorecustomersnow.com. And then, of course, we have Spin Wax Radio, which we are now being streamed at spinwaxradio.com. If you are looking to for worldwide exposure, they're always looking for music guests in every genre. If you have new music coming out and you're an artist, check them out, spinwaxradio.com. Download them on your Google Play app or your iOS phone. So let's get to our guest today. As I said, Julia Loggins, we're excited about her new book launch. Of course, she has several books, but we're talking about this one today. And for those who were with us last time, we got some really insightful questions, but there's always so much more we can learn and so much more to know and experience. So we have brought her back. So this is for listeners, maybe you didn't see her last time. If you haven't visited the website, you can go back to her interview on the first show last year when she was on, and then still connect with her and like get this whole series and where you can find her. So let's bring her on the show right now and welcome her back. Julia, hi. Hello.
Hi. Wonderful to see you. Thank you for having me back.
Yes. Thank you for coming back. And, you know, I wanted to say, of course, congratulations on the new edition, new book. I want to say edition because I want to make sure people understand that you have other books that you've done other things. So I just don't want people to think it's just one book. There's a series of collections that people can get and experience, right?
Absolutely, yes. This will be my third book about health and wellness, and I'm super excited about it because this book really brings everything together that I've been doing. And as we shared a little bit on your last show, you know, this touches on health, wellness, longevity, beauty, and feeling and looking our best forever.
You know what? What would you say is a little different from this book than others? And I'm going to put it on the screen, guys, just so that you can see it. And you know, that might differ a little bit or experience from some of the other books that you've written as well, contributions to this one.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this is the first book I have written that really touches on the subject of beauty and asking the question, what is beauty? And looking at how we can create it and how we can feel agelessly beautiful from the inside out.
So now, obviously you guys can see the book on the screen right here. I'm going to shift it around for you. Make sure you see it. So, okay, so I wanted to ask, on the last year when you were on the show, we talked about how you struggled in your experience when you were younger. And
yes,
how
exactly.
You were having to learn how to really help and heal yourself. And all that, you know, everything that you had gone through, I mean, almost just about everything. And so you finally learned how you can figure out how to heal yourself. Can you share a bit more about that experience?
No, yeah, absolutely. You know, I was told by doctors that I wouldn't live to be 17. I spent most of my childhood hospitalized with life-threatening illnesses, mm-hmm. from allergies, asthma, autoimmune disease, rheumatoid arthritis. And I was born in 1955. I'll be 67 in a week. So I was sent, you know, this was the age of pharmaceuticals. Unfortunately, there's still a lot of that going on right now, but we do also have a lot more information. But in those days, it was very mainstream I was sent to medical experimentation programs all over the country, pharmaceutical drugs. And I was on steroids for over 15 years, all kinds of medications. I lost my hair, my eyelashes, and my eyebrows. And one organ was failing after another until doctors told my parents I wouldn't live to be 17. And what saved my life was a doctor who had been inspired by Paul Bragg, Patricia Bragg's father, he was really the founder of health food stores in America and organic farming and just that awareness in America. And my shifting over to an all-natural, all-organic diet that eliminated certain foods and just began my journey back to health to where I completely regenerated my body and, you know, birthed two beautiful children. And that was the foundation of my almost 40-year practice in health. And that's what led to my creating my courses and my books to, you know, because if I can do it, anybody can. And I wanted to bring all of that together in this book because beauty is such an important issue. And I have to tell you, to be totally honest, it's one that I've spent my life really trying to avoid. As a kid with no hair, no eyelashes, no eyebrows, you can imagine that beauty was something that I was a real rebel. So I sort of took the rebel's attitude. You know, I don't care about beauty and it doesn't matter. It's just who you are on the inside. Now that is true, except what I have learned is that we're hardwired to be attracted to beauty.
Yeah.
So, you know, we want to be beautiful. We deserve to look and feel beautiful. And so my journey to heal what I call the beauty wound, which is a wound I believe all women carry, because we are held to punishing rules of physical perfection in our society. And you know, we think we can get around those by rebelling, or at least I did, but we really can't. So to really face our own beauty wound and to heal that and to feel and to look beautiful is what my book is about.
So I want to say that, so just to make sure listeners that are listening on the podcast, and you know what, I forgot to say this in the beginning. We are about less than 1,000 away from 1,000,000 followers. So I didn't say that in the beginning. So I'm just like, less than 1,000 and only about 700 away from 10,000 downloads. So to my listeners, I so appreciate you, even though I can't see where you are. But I wanted to say to my listeners, or people who might be watching, is that when listening, don't misunderstand not seeing a doctor. This is obviously Julia's experience. And of course, remember having said that, you know, she thought she couldn't have children. So there are other resources, and don't give up just because what one doctor might say, you know. So she was basically saying she did everything that she could through all of her channels, and she found a way to heal herself and experiment. And even, I mean, just for it to hear that you couldn't have children and you have children.
That's right. Absolutely. And I love what you said about, you know, seeing more than one doctor. In fact, I have a integrative medical clinic here in Santa Barbara, and I share it with two incredible medical doctors. I have medical doctors who contributed their interviews, stories, and experiences to my book. I partner with medical doctors. You know, I believe it's not a black or white thing. I believe that, you know, it's a tribe and we all use resources. But don't take no for an answer. And if, you know, if someone tells you that something's not possible, then, you know, look to another resource, because there's always going to be another resource. And so I really appreciate what you said. It's not about not seeing doctors. It's just about opening up our minds to all the possibilities that exist.
So how important would you say is, how important is it to know your body, to know the products for you, but then to know what products work for you? I mean, that's a lot.
That's a lot. It's a lot. And you know, most of the people that come to see me, or that, you know, that I work with in my courses, you know, they are suffering with some kind of digestive issue, or maybe it's actually a mental health issue, because those two things are connected. But But if someone is suffering from anxiety or depression, they may not actually realize that their gut health is involved with that. So it's hard when you're suffering and you're dealing with symptoms to even know what's working in your body. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's hard. We talk about gut instincts, but our pain and suffering and our cravings separate us from what may be actually be good for us, which is why I talk a lot about detoxification, you know, how we can clean out our body to get back to where we have a sense of what works for us. I mean, obviously finding a good coach, someone that you can trust, that you, you know, that definitely has your best interests in mind is a really great way to go. But I talk about in the book, you know, how to recover your health enough so that you can get back in touch with your own gut instincts and discover what products will work for you, what foods work for you. And there's a way to do it that's actually simple, accessible, and not insanely expensive.
So I know for me personally, I remember because I this might sound simplistic to some people, but every time you go to a doctor, they say, what are you allergic to? What can you can't take? And I remember taking this allergy test because I just was not finding, you know, why was I seemed very lackadaisical, not energetic, bloating. And so, and then when I spent this $500 on this allergy test, basically gave me nothing. And I was just really I was really pissed. So I thought, you know, you don't want to find something wrong with yourself, but in a sense, you do to get an answer of why there's something wrong with you.
Oh, absolutely. Right? No, you're totally right. You know, many of the clients that I work with, when I work with them, and because I've been doing it so long, I can pretty quickly come up with what's going on with them, whether they've got, and they're actually thrilled because they're number one, now they don't feel crazy.
Right.
Because the message they're getting from their doctors or practitioners, even if it's not in their words, is, well, there's nothing wrong with this. That means you must be, you're like, I don't feel good. I don't have energy. Or I'm depressed or I'm bloated or I can't lose weight. I mean, these are real symptoms and they have real root causes. And it is tricky to figure out and to know where to go. Which is one of the reasons I wrote my book, so that it gives people really simple tactics for exactly, you know, what to do so that they can, you know, take some of this in control in their own hands. And then, of course, it is another, you know, finding the exact right test that will give you the information that you're looking for is another tricky thing to do. And I'm happy to... You know, I coach online, you know, I coach remotely and virtually. And so I'm often, you know, a lot of what I've been doing in the last few years, especially working with the doctors at the clinic, is finding those tests that actually give us the information that we want. So rather than spending a ton of money on tests, some of the simple practices in my books are going to give you the information that maybe you're not getting right now from even your most well-meaning doctor. Because really, I believe doctors are well-meaning. They want us to be well. They just may not have the tools that we need to get there.
And for me, I tend to agree with you there because you have your family physician. And then they will all send you to someone different. And so you're getting different information relative to the type of physician they're sending you to.
That's right. Exactly.
And that to me became very complicated. And because then I was having to send every physician that I was going to, whether it be a dietitian or it was my physical therapist, or my family doctor, I was saying, well, can you send what you find to this doctor? And can you send what you find to this doctor? But still, there was like no answer. I got no result, basically.
It's true. You know, and allergies are the reason that the root cause of allergies are issues with the gut. So digestive issues, toxicity, and inflammation. And I really deal with those in the book. We talk a lot about inflammation, and that's also, another word for that is puffiness, swelling. Yeah. When we look in the mirror and we want to pop ourselves, I've had that feeling before, and we look at parts of our body and we're thinking, is that really me? Because it just seems so swollen.
Yeah.
That's inflammation. And that's caused by toxicity, and that toxicity embeds itself into fat, and then it gets stuck and sort of congealed in our body that turns to cellulite. So I have really simple practices in the book for how people can target these areas and eliminate them, because there's actually really simple root causes for these things that often doctors, you know, they may not actually be aware of how simple it can be to reduce inflammation and shift allergies. Personally, when I was 17 and I was in that phase of being very ill, there were only 5 foods that I was not allergic to. I had become a universal reactor because my immune system had just gone crazy with the level of toxicity I was dealing with. And just by doing detoxification rituals and healing my gut, I was able to heal my allergies. So there are some simple methods to reducing allergies and healing them that don't necessarily have to do with the traditional methods.
I'm glad you said something about swelling and puffiness, and because some people, and it does attribute to weight. And
yes,
you'll see a lot 100%. Of people that run into problems like myself, and you say, well, geez, I'm watching my calorie count, my eating count, you know,
that's
I'm exercising, I'm working out, and then you find yourself, people are on these continual changes
yes.
in diet fads or in workout regimens. And then if you get some success, why they find it's temporary, because if you're not working internally and you're working externally, trying with something could be internally, it's like you're going to be on this vicious circle the entire
yes,
time.
You're just kind of shoveling snow in the blizzard, right? And I don't believe in diets. I don't believe in dieting or counting calories. It's, you know, I don't believe in anything that's not an effortless long-term solution. It's just not sustainable. And, you know, we all know that, because if diets worked, we everybody would weigh exactly what they want. But, you know, our weight gain actually has to do with our metabolism. It has to do with our hormone balance. It has to do a lot with digestion. And so there's really simple ways to target these. And inflammation is the cause of all disease. Even the American Medical Association has said that. And our lymphatic system, which is something that we don't, you know, people aren't that educated about, which is runs from our head to our toe, is in charge of inflammation in our body. And there's a couple of really simple ways that people can begin to heal their lymphatic system. And that's by jumping on a trampoline, bouncing that lymphatic system, doing some dry skin brushing. I talk about that in my book, because reducing inflammation will heal so many ills.
So my next question to you then is, what for someone who has worked in the health and wellness industry for so long, some of us may not know this, the difference between understanding the difference of health and wellness.
That's a great, you know, question. In fact, I don't think anybody's ever asked me that. That's amazing. To me, wellness is like vitality. It's wellness is that end product of health. Wellness is resilience, sustainability, strength, our ability to bounce back when life tosses us something. You know, it's our underlying immune strength. And to me, our health is what leads to our wellness. But our wellness is that, you know, that gold at the end of the rainbow. And what I want, and what I believe everyone deserves to have, is just that resilience of their wellness factor, so that you have all the energy that you need to do everything you want, and that you also have, you know, the immune strength, the hormone balance, which leads to joy, optimism, our mood, and that is what makes our life wonderful.
This might be a very aggressive question, but, you know, there's alcoholism, drug addiction, all these sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that sometimes physicians or people don't put the seriousness into health, because it can also, you know, it can somewhat be also like an illness or a sickness.
Do you think that they don't put the emphasis on health because they're focusing, for instance, on an addiction?
Right, correct.
Yeah, completely. In fact, one of my dreams in this lifetime has always been to work with rehab centers, mm-hmm. Who are working with addicts, and completely redesign them so that what happens is that people come out healthy and well, mm-hmm. and not just sober. Because right. if you don't come out healthy and well, then sobriety cannot continue. Because sobriety mm-hmm. doesn't come from, you know, out of the blue. Mm-hmm. It comes from some physiological issues, certainly emotional issues, but some physiological issues and toxicity. If those aren't healed at the deepest level, you know, then people, quote unquote, fail in rehab,
yes.
but they're not failing. The system has right. failed them. Does that answer your question?
Yes. Yes, it does. Because I think, you know, often, you know, I mean, I watch a lot of PBS. I like documentaries and stuff like that. And then I find that there's really not a high ratio, and just from my research, and people recovering from certain things. But then it always comes back to
yes.
some type of mental issue.
Yes.
And rather than a chemical issue, I mean, you can get rid of the chemical imbalance, but if you're not mentally healthy, then it's
yes.
always going, you're kind of go back in that vicious circle of, you know, the chain of reaction.
Yes, exactly. And we make this, the neurotransmitter that allows us to feel happy is made in our gut. So
mm-hmm.
it's ironic that rehab centers or, you know, most medical centers are not focused on gut health when our mood depends on it
mm-hmm.
and our ability to follow through on any program that's good for us.
Right.
It's all around our digestion. So it's, you know, these are the simple practices that are not taught. And that's what you and I are doing, which is educating our public. We're arming our public, you know, and our viewers and our audience with practical tools that will really, you know, be the keys out of hell.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what, you know, my mission is.
So if you would say, what is the most interesting client case maybe that you have encountered, what you can advise others as like a sample that maybe somebody, some listener we have might be able to relate to?
Wait, I have three that I'll just do in a little,
okay.
you know, just two sentences. You know, speaking of addiction, I've worked with a lot of addicts in my detox clinic. You know, my very first was in my late 20s when I first started working, and he was a heroin addict. He was a junkie. And we detoxed him, you know, just with colon hydrotherapy, juices,
mm-hmm.
nutrient-dense foods. He was also visiting an acupuncturist whose specialty was addiction. And we detoxed him completely, not only off of heroin, but off of methadone, which he had been addicted to from his rehab center. And I've been in touch with him all this time. It's still clean. He is just my first addict. He is not my last. I've worked with many.
Right.
But we were really healing the root causes of his physiological addiction while also working on the emotional aspects, which were trauma-related.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a success story. Now, this is pretty simple, and it was not very expensive. You know, rehab centers can be $75,000 a month.
Yeah.
I can promise your viewers that visiting me a fraction of that.
Yeah.
So these are, you know, this is the simple thing we can do. I had another exquisite client, a painter, who had been in a mental hospital for 2 years,
mm-hmm.
non-functioning. She had gotten out of the mental hospital. She was 100 pounds overweight. She was all completely crippled. And when her medical doctor sent her to me because he felt she was suicidal and he didn't know what else to do for her. This is a challenging client to take on. She was struggling so deeply when we first met that, you know, I will tell you when I would give her colonics and when I began working with her, I would just ask the universe to please
hold us in safety and allow some kind of healing to even begin, because she just didn't know what to do. All I did was focus on detoxification. She was living in a halfway house. We just focused on getting toxins out of her body. It turned out that she had been, before she'd been in a mental hospital, she had been living next door to a chemical plant, and she had been painting an oil painting, but she was an oil painter, she'd been painting indoors with no ventilation. So she was incredibly toxic. And that plus some experiences of trauma led her to a psychotic breakdown that put her in a mental hospital. Fast forward 6 months to seeing me, she'd lost 30 pounds. She was walking, she was talking, she was making jokes. A year later, she'd lost all the weight. She'd recovered her health. And today she is happily painting outdoors in her home in Hawaii.
So when you say detox, so
yes.
Some people may consider, like for me, when I would go in to, when I see the doctor, I have to take, you know, medication they give me. And I would go and get a clonic, and it was a biologist that actually ran the studio. And so, and she would say, you know, after so much, you really have to get that out of your body, just can't sit in your system. And so, but some people may think it's only detoxing is just when you take some type of, you know, aspirin, something that your doctor has prescribed. Can you explain some different definitions of detoxing? Because it isn't just, because it could be in foods or anything. It's like there's so many different references of detoxing.
Thank you. So what I'm referring to, and you're so right about that, are detox rituals like colon cleansing, mm-hmm. which you can do with a professional. Mm-hmm. I also teach how people can do it on their own in my book and in my courses. So that people can do their own detoxification. Because as you said, if we don't remove these toxins, which is basically anything foreign to our body, anything that wasn't on this planet when our ancestors were first walking around on it, our bodies and our minds consider it foreign. And it's stored inside us. We can't eliminate it. Our bodies don't know how to eliminate it. So there, it's stored inside us, and when people do like liver detoxification, it's now become popular. But if people do that without colon cleansing, then the toxins just recirculate in the body. So colon cleansing has to come before and after a liver detox for it to be successful.
Never heard that.
And detoxification, that's really critical. I see a lot of clients in my office who had gotten very sick from liver detoxification rituals because they did not do their colon cleansing. So that's really important. You know, infrared saunas are excellent for detoxification. Salt baths are excellent for detox. Any kind of lymphatic drainage therapies, which involve allowing the lymphatic system to dump those toxins, which then have to be removed from the colon. Those are all the rituals and the routines, the practices that remove toxins from our body. And even stress can turn into toxicity. Who isn't dealing with stress these
days? So I also want to ask, for laws of attraction says that what you think is what you feel. So what is the best attitude you need to possess if you want to be fit and healthy?
I believe that anything is possible. I wouldn't be here if I didn't believe that. I teach that to my clients, to always hold that picture of ourselves as whole, healthy, well, vital, successful, in whatever our dreams are, whatever they are, because you know, we need a carrot, right? It's, you know, just to be healthy, it's not honestly enough for most of us or for most people to inspire daily practices. But what do you want to be healthy for? You know, to have business be successful, to have your music on the radio, to you know, whatever your passion is, you want to be able to fulfill that. Now, that's a good reason to want to all your health practices.
so that you have the physical and mental stability to be the foundation for all the wonderful things you want to have happen in your own life. That's, to me, life is about enjoying. It's not just about doing disciplined rituals for the heck of it. It's so that we can make our life wonderful and fun and playful and just as enjoyable as possible.
Well, would you say that it says nearly 1 in 2 adult women reported feeling more concerned with the way they looked as per, I think it's Kernian Cook and Ty Gundy. Yeah. Around 50% of young 13-year-olds, you know, American girls reported being unhappy with their body. So this number has grown tremendously, as you know, like 80%. Girls who reach, I think, like the age of 17. What would you say derives by those total? Do you think that social media has a lot to do with that, or just, you know, I mean, times change, but always physical appearance to women is, it's always seems to be of the body shaming and the top of the list.
Social media contributes to it, but honestly, I'm 67, and when I interview women my age, they have always, if they admit it, been incredibly stressed. And, you know, about how they look, and they have always struggled with comparing themselves to someone else from the time they were 12 or 13, when we did not have social media. And, you know, because I believe that this, that women have struggled with this for a long time. I'm not sure about forever, because I think of maybe patriarchal societies from long ago, this whole beauty thing was seen and held very differently. But in the world that we live in, and any of us and our mothers can remember, I mean, my mother struggled. She didn't talk about it, but I know she didn't feel beautiful. I mean, I know she did not feel beautiful, and I know she compared herself to others. I know she had self-esteem. I don't think this is new, but we're talking about it, and that's great. Because even though it may seem like they're worse, and I agree with you that the numbers are scary, I also believe that we're bringing light to something that's been around for a long time.
Right.
And it's time for women to free ourselves. It's really time for us to free ourselves from these old belief systems about a certain way we have to look and a certain way, like certain things that mean. It, what's really important is that, you know, our health and our wellness and our confidence in ourselves, and not having that determined by any outside source, just determined by ourselves.
So when we talk about women and motherhood, and, you know, we have our prenatal classes and Lamaze and stuff like that, and you just go to the doctor and they put you on prenatal pills. Do you think possibly included in Lamaze sessions, or even in, because there are in high school now, they're talking about, you know, parenting, pregnancy classes and stuff like that, and courses to understand that even after, during a woman's pregnancy and after, that there should be some type of health and wellness program, because women go right back into the mode of, okay, now and aside from being a wife, but now I'm a mother and working, and, you know, and there's no like downtime. It's like this automatic shift that you have to take. And so, you hear a lot about what is it, women having postpartum, but I just seem like that's so small of what they're talking about, where women just, you have to automatically adjust in every form, and there's no support. 100%.
And, you know, and postpartum is much lower in countries like Sweden, where women are supported financially by the government to take a year off when they have a baby. And also, men have a very long maternity leave. Their postpartum rates are much lower than ours. And, you know, one of the things that I noticed in my own experience as a mom, which I consider the greatest luxury of my life, is at the time I was a mom, I was married to Kenny Loggins, and he's a musician, and I was able to really focus on my babies and his children, and I was really able to not have to get up and, you know, work a 10-hour day, balance 16 things on my plate. I had it was a big life, but I actually was able to do that focus. If my daughter was up all night, I could take a nap with her during the day. I believe that our society is now, right now, constructed in a vice grip around, and women are suffering from that. So we are the ones who are suffering, and we're the ones who are going to have to change it, which I believe we are.
Yeah.
I do believe it's possible. Women can have it all, but we can't necessarily have it all at once, nor should we, right. Nor should we think we need to. And those are all constructs that need to change, and I believe are changing, just from discussions like you and I are having. And postpartum has a lot to do with those pressures that women feel way before the body and the hormone systems are designed for that. Nature designed us to go into basically a baby mode for months and months after we have a baby. I mean, it's the most important job in the world. And that's the one we're supposed to be focusing on, not necessarily putting food on the table or, you know, getting a promotion or worrying
about,
you know, the 18 other things women are worried about right now.
I mean, there's such a major hormonal change from
your whole insight
has changed.
And you're never the same. It's a hormonal change. It's a psychological change. Mm-hmm. It's a complete change of life. And we're meant to really give ourselves over to that because we're creating the next generation. And out of that, too, no wonder we are seeing the problems with young children right now. You know, the ADHD, the ADD, the mental issues that young kids are having. Where is that coming from? That's coming from the incredible stress of their family unit. It's not their fault.
You know, the, just talking about that with kids, I know this might sound funny, but I would say sometime because the kids, like, are huge now. And I think, what are they putting in the food or something? I remember what a lot of us looked like in the 60s. And I'm like, they look like adults.
They're putting hormones in. I mean, it's really true. They're putting the hormones, the antibiotics. These are things that make, you know, kids not only huge, but obese. I mean, as we know, children's obesity is out of control. Sugar is in every food product.
Yeah.
You know, not even just candy, but in cereal.
Yeah.
The amount of sugar that's in cereal equals Coke or a candy bar.
Right.
And, you know, food, you know, did not have this massive amount of sugar two generations ago. So, you know, right now kids are dealing with just unbelievable amounts of chemicals and substances in their food. And that's going to also lead to a lot of problems as they mature into teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
When the hormones really hit, now they're dealing with the toxicity, the huge, huge list of vaccinations, which is a whole other ball game. And, you know, just the amount of toxicity that their little bodies were not meant to be dealing with.
Now, I know you have many, many products. So people, if you have not been to Julia's site, you really need to because she has a lot of product. And these are great for health and wellness. And I wanted to back up a little when it has to go with, it is the stigma to women. And us women also have to admit that when it comes to wanting it all, like you said, and being afraid to say that, if you're a mother then and you go to work or you want to do other things or have a life outside of being a mother and a wife, to them can be stressful, can be depressing because they just don't want to admit the fact that I am other things besides a mother and a wife, but then they don't want to admit the fact that, because if they do, then it seems like they're being selfish. For the products and the books that you've written, that you have something that can zone in for women who are struggling with that.
Yeah, absolutely. I really feel that one of the things that I teach in my book are some really simple practices for de-stressing, and when a woman can just reduce her stress level, I believe it will put her more in touch with her own heart, which is sometimes hard to hear in the noise of the world that we're dealing with. And what woman these days gives herself the time, the alone time,
to just have a moment to check in, whether it's with journal writing or meditation, to just see, what is it I really want right now? What's the most important thing? Because if a woman isn't really our, if we're not our best, then our families, everybody around us suffers. We are the queen bees of our hives, all each one of us.
Right.
And so we're taught to believe that self-prioritizing ourselves is selfish.
Yes.
It's actually the opposite. It's the most important thing we can do for our family, our community, and our world, is to prioritize ourselves and to take the time, even if it's just 10 extra minutes a day, that is our time to just write in a journal, to pour our thoughts down. Because sometimes, you know, until we give ourselves that space, we don't even allow ourselves to think about what might not be working.
Right, right. And so now I know that you're just not, I know we're talking about just women a lot, guys, who's listening, but remember that this isn't, you know, Julia's book and product does not just have to be relative to us women, but what she does for family and products for men and children. So you can share a little bit. So I just don't want to make sure people are like, well, this is just for women. It is not.
No, absolutely. And all my books, Dare to Detoxify and It Takes Guts to Be Happy, and my courses, I have a whole course that, you know, is, you know, the everyone thing is focused for men and women. In fact, you know, the men that have read this book said everything in it applies to me, you know, and it's really true. I mean, we're all in this together. And the products that I feel are, you know, the most critical to start taking would be my digestive enzymes, because, you know, the ability to digest food is just priority over everything, and we're not making enough digestive enzymes in our stomach. We're not making that hydrochloric acid that our bodies need to assimilate or even eliminate the food. So, you know, so therefore people are dealing with bloating, constipation, you know, discomfort after they eat, fatigue and brain fog. Mm-hmm. And my product Enzyme Energy really focuses on helping digestion. And the product Happy Gut Cleanse, which is not a laxative, but a really gentle colon and liver detoxifier. Anyone can take it. It's really gentle. It has no irritating herbs in it. That also, people put those two products together and really have big changes. They're totally safe and natural, and the change, you know, I've had people just adding those products and not make any other changes start to lose weight. Why? Because they're losing inflammation. They're losing inflammation, and that's why they're shrinking. And then it'll, you know, once you feel better, it's easier to make good food choices, right?
So when you started I want to talk about your product line. And what motivated you to start your product line, but what everything that went into it? Because, of course, we know that your journey is to, like, how can I find something, you know, for me that's going to work for me, because you were running into so many brick walls. If you can kind of tell that journey of, like, what motivated you to say, you know what, I'm going to do something not just for myself that can help everybody, and how you went about that.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted the products that I wanted to give to my clients that I could take. And there's lots of, you know, totally legitimate products out on the market. But I discovered most of them were overcomplicated for people that are sensitive. And then I discovered that most of us are now sensitive because of the level of inflammation we're dealing with, right? So now, instead of me just being the canary in the coal mine, we all are. So I wanted to create really simple, easy to assimilate products that people's bodies could recognize and use. And they weren't out on the market, or I wouldn't have done it. So, you know, I jumped in. What do all entrepreneurs do? We're like, oh, here's a problem. Let me figure out how I can fix it.
Right.
You know, I looked at what my budget was or how much I had in my savings. No, I did not. I just jumped in. And then, of course, creating really reputable supplements is a huge job. I mean, I discovered that it's not even necessary to put all the ingredients on a product label. I do. My products have what's called an assay to them, which means I have a lab certificate that everything I say on my products is in my products, because not all products have that. Now, who would even think that? I didn't know that.
Right.
And if there's an ingredient that I can't get or I can't source, then I had a product that was out of stock for a couple of weeks because I was waiting on a source. I didn't just keep selling something without having it be everything I wanted it to be.
Right,
I mean, that's
right.
Just what any reputable salesperson
right.
would do. So, you know, that's my journey, and that's how I can sleep at night. That's how I can feel really good about my products, take them myself,
mm-hmm.
and give them to my clients and share them with my customers, because they're the highest quality that I can make, and they're the most simple products that a body can use.
So do you find yourself, because times change, because of the clients that you continually bring in, that
yes.
are you looking at possibly even developing more different types of products?
You know, I just recently have. I actually have added to my product line in just the last 3 months. Something things I've been working on last year, but now they're finally available, because I wanted to have a very assimilable vitamin D, because
mm-hmm.
we all really need it, and
yeah.
I think it's been proven that we all need vitamin D. It adds to our immunity. I wanted people to have, you know, a very simple, straightforward oil and omega, because omega oils, you know, not everybody is eating fish at all, and some
right.
people aren't eating it often enough. I wanted a high quality omega. I wanted a probiotic that really had everything that the gut needed in it,
mm-hmm.
One that was also antibiotic resistant. And I wanted a line of B vitamins made for people who are sensitive, because B vitamins are what we burn when we are stressed. And the last couple years have been so stressful that I really wanted a B vitamin line that had all the vitamin B12, you know, the vitamin B6. These are our vitamins. So you know, this is what creates our mental resilience. And I've been working for a long time, and I finally have those available.
So what do you think continues to be, after all these many, many, many years, because most people, you would think, they say, okay, I pretty much know how to take care of myself and heal myself. Why even venture on to doing this for others? What do you think your motivation, what keeps you motivated, keep wanting you to keep your mindset in, I want to continue this on, not just for me, but for everybody else? Because that's a lot. You're not only you're taking your story, you're taking other people's story, you're trying to heal other people and then develop products and ways to help other people. I mean, that's a lot, Julia. It's a lot.
You feel like my husband. That's a lot. I know. He's like, you shouldn't take a day off. You know, it's just my passion. I feel like everything I went through is because is so that I could help other people. Everything that's ever happened to me, from my health history to my, you know, I'm a survivor of sexual violence and sexual
mm-hmm.
abuse. I'm a trauma survivor. I believe that everything happened to me for a reason, and that reason is so that I would have a deep understanding of what people go through, and that I could really be there to walk them through that journey,
mm-hmm.
and that all of that allowed me to do what I do. And then every single person that I see, whether it's in my office or on my courses, who is now feeling wonderful when before they were feeling hopeless, every single day I hear that story, and I'm like, this is why I do it.
Well, I know we're coming close to the end of the show, but, you know, I just see some of the questions weren't the same as last time, because I actually still had more questions last time that I wanted to share. Plus, I actually had two people that there's two questions on here that they wanted me to ask that messaged me. So if you're listening, then you should have gotten your answer from Julia. Otherwise, now she's going to let us know definitely where you can find the website. Last time when Julia was on last year, we had the website on all her supplements. But obviously now she's advising that she also has some additional supplements for us to share. So she's going to make sure you know where to find her channels. You can also go to the website, entrepreneurlifeshow.com, to make sure you connect with Julia. And, of course, the book, as you can see right here on the on the screen. I really like it. It's so pretty. And why? And I love
it's available. And by the way, everybody, Amazon has sold out. So go to Barnes & Noble or Books A Million, or the Audible version is available on all platforms. So that's where you can get it right now. And thank you so much. I'm so honored to be on your show. And I'm just so excited to meet with your audience and to, you know, and I'm also very available to continue to answer all these questions that might be coming at us that we won't have time for today. We'll figure out some way to make sure that everybody gets answers for what they're looking for. That's what we're here for.
Yeah. And make sure you go to Julia's website.
Yes, julialoggins.com. Exactly.
So thanks, everybody. I will see you guys next Thursday for the next show. Remember that to everybody who has been following and subscribing, you know, if it weren't for you, the show would not be growing. So even though I can't see you, and some of you sometimes message me how I appreciate you, that means I'm really bringing great content, great guests that you want to hear and you want to listen to. So that says a lot. And so we're almost at that million listener mark. So make sure if you are listening on one of your favorite podcasts, go to the website, entrepreneurlifeshow.com. You can see the full interview with Julia. You can also backtrack to last year's interview because it's going to be there all the time in case you didn't get to watch live. And then you can get to see how amazing and beautiful she is. And until next time, everybody, bye. Entrepreneur Life Show.